This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all. Also breaking ground on NIL, they've got some of the biggest names in college sports. They had Caitlin Clark in there, Angel Reese, and a lot of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round draft picks. And if you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. And the best trading card brands, Prism, Select, Donruss, and so many more. And for those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Yokohama Avid Ascend LX. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
To a Thursday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. It was 22 hours ago where Ian Rappaport tweeted, another blockbuster coming, question mark, despite an offer from the Chiefs that would make superstar Tyreek Hill one of the highest paid receivers. Extension talks have stalled, and Kansas City has now given Hill's agent permission to seek a trade. Now, I thought, okay, is this imminent or is it just interesting? And then about an hour after that, we realized it was imminent and interesting. The Jets and Dolphins were rumored, and then it quickly went to, it's over. Tyreek Hill going to the Dolphins. We'll dissect that with Chris Sims, NBC Sports, and Pro Football Talk. He'll join us coming up in a little bit. Dodgers skipper Dave Roberts stops by. Michigan head basketball coach Juwan Howard will join us as well. Phone calls, emails, tweets, all the above are welcome on the program. Stat of the day, play of the day, poll question, all of that forthcoming. Say good morning to Peacock, our streaming partner, and also our radio affiliates, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, and the great cities around America that carry this program. The Chiefs won the Super Bowl back in 2020. And I think a lot of people thought, man, you got Mahomes, you got Hill, you got Kelsey, you got a Hall of Fame coach and Andy Reid. Feels like you got a dynasty here in the making. Well, that's the last Super Bowl they won. They have been to another, but I always go back to the 2014 Seattle Seahawks because that looked like a potential dynasty. Won a Super Bowl, lost a Super Bowl in dramatic fashion. They still had Russell Wilson on that rookie contract, able to keep the Legion of Boom together. You had the secondary there and Bobby Wagner there. Pete Carroll was there, and you thought, man, they're going to be a force to be reckoned with. That's about it from the Seattle Seahawks. But the Chiefs are learning that the lesson is very hard. When you win, then you got to try to keep those players. And the other teams are trying to take those players from you. Or if they do stay with you, you're going to pay a little bit higher price than you wanted to. Kansas City will most likely be fine with Patrick Mahomes. But let's just look at the AFC West because, you know, Kansas City is still the best team in the AFC West. But, man, that margin has closed rapidly, it feels like, because the Raiders got better. The Chargers got better. Denver got better. And even if you're better than those teams, it still feels like you might lose a couple more games in the AFC West than you originally thought. And that one game could be the difference of having home field advantage throughout the playoffs. You might win that division with 11 wins this year. But we love to proclaim a dynasty when you have a young quarterback and a team wins and you feel like they're set up for the future. But that's not the case in Kansas City. I will make the case that Kansas City made the right move because, and this happens with these quarterbacks who make all this money, that there are going to be financial casualties. And do you want to spend that kind of money on Tyreek Hill? And the answer is, I don't. Plus, I get draft picks if I feel like we can draft somebody. You know, when somebody says, well, you know, how are you going to find a Tyreek Hill? Well, they found one. So you look for another Tyreek Hill. What was he, a sixth-round draft pick? I mean, you might not find another Patrick Mahomes, but I think you got a chance to find another Tyreek Hill. Do I want to spend that kind of money on my wide receiver? I don't. Back in 2016, a fifth-round pick, Tyreek Hill. All right, so you got some draft picks here. The Dolphins, you got two really good wide receivers now. Tua Tagovailoa going into his third year. There's no more excuses there. You know, this is a team that went from trying to tank to now they're trying to prove to everybody, we're trying to win. But they had all these draft picks. You know, Laremy Tunsil, Minka Fitzpatrick, got up. You know, they got rid of players. They had all of these draft picks, and now they're using them. Going to send them to Kansas City. But if I'm Kansas City, I still got to believe in my quarterback, my head coach. I still have a Hall of Fame tight end. And I'm going to find somebody. Juju Smith-Schuster comes in there as well. You know, they'll find a wide receiver. And there are a couple of receivers in this year's draft. But I think they'll be okay. But I think maybe bettering their team all around is really important because it feels like Chargers made moves that makes them a better all-around team. The Raiders better all-around team than last year. And certainly Denver with what they did. Denver losing some players and some draft picks, but you finally get your quarterback. AFC West, that might be the strongest division that we've had in the modern football era. But we'll talk to Chris Sims about this coming up. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DP Show. There was also another story that happened yesterday, and it probably breezed right by you. In New England, this was a big deal. But this is one of those stories where if you said, hey, a week ago, if you said, hey, these are the things that are going to happen, or 2 weeks ago, this one would have been high on my list of, I never saw this one happening. Malcolm Butler is back in New England. He signed a 2-year deal. Remember when he had the interception with Russell Wilson in the Super Bowl? The biggest play in Super Bowl history. Certainly the biggest defensive play in Super Bowl history. Turned a loss into a victory. And then he gets benched in the Super Bowl against the Eagles. Still don't know why. But he's back. And that's where I thought, there's no way. Bringing Malcolm Butler back. Quietly. But if you look at everything that's happened, Russell Wilson, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Carson Wentz, Devontae Adams, Calvin Ridley, Khalil Mack, Von Miller, Mitchell Trubisky, Troy Aikman, Joe Buck going to ESPN, Deshaun Watson going to Cleveland, Tyreek Hill's a Dolphin, Malcolm Butler is a Patriot. That's why the NFL is undefeated. When it comes to stories, the NFL is undefeated. All right, Seton, what do you have for me?
Well, Dan, we can start off with who's closer to a Super Bowl ring.
Okay.
Or who's closest to a Super Bowl ring. Okay. Matt Ryan, Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers, Derek Carr.
Ooh. Most closest.
Mm. Most closerest.
Yeah, it's okay.
I'm not quite the English major. So.
Who feels closey is also could be used.
So Aaron Rodgers.
Matt Ryan. Upgraded pretty huge.
Derek Carr.
Russell Wilson. Everybody put the Broncos. Their Super Bowl odds jumped right up.
I'm going to say Aaron Rodgers because the NFC feels like it's a little bit easier to get there. Mm, there's a whole lot of competition in the AFC. You know, the Dolphins just got better, much better, with Tyreek Hill. And while I think Buffalo is, you know, the best team in that division, I don't think New England is great. You got the Jets, who are the Jets. So trying to get 12 wins, 13 wins in the AFC is going to be pretty tough. Feels like you can do that in the NFC. And with Aaron Rodgers, even though he doesn't have Devontae Adams. And I think, you know, there's these mock drafts, and they're looking at the wide receiver from Ohio State, Chris Olave. Go ahead, Ton. Go ahead.
Oh, when he gets a touchdown, the fans are going to go, Olave, oh, cantare. That would be fun if they do that.
How many, is that like a 60-year-old reference?
It's some Italian song from 1942 probably or something like that. But that's a very cool song.
Well, you know what they would call the end zone at Lambeau?
Go ahead.
Olive Garden.
Oh!
I'm giving that to you.
Okay, I get some points. All right, thank you.
Can you throw breadsticks at the guy that scored the touchdown? They probably would frown on throwing an object in the field.
Yeah. But why do you do that? You piggyback on my joke.
And I didn't even have something good to say there. I piggybacked that it wasn't better than what you said. What a waste.
Chris Olave Garden.
Tundra.
When you're there, you're family.
Yeah.
I know. Now they got to draft him.
Yes. You got to draft
based on the joke, they should draft
him. Yes. Of course. Why did you draft him? Well, we were listening to Dan Patrick's show, and he said, you know, how about the Olive Garden? And then Fritzy was singing, Olave.
What else do you need to got to make the deal?
By the way, I got an assignment for this audience here. I was wondering, and I just came up with this about 5 minutes before we started. We did this with Meat Friday songs a couple of years ago. I need some people to submit maybe a theme song for mock headlines. So we would play that music just like salary.
Salary.
Yeah.
Salary.
So I'm sort of looking for something like that, that when Fritzy has mock headlines or Ryan in Honolulu, then I can play this. And I did think of a song. I don't know why, but it's Carly Simon with Mockingbird. So mock.
Yeah.
Bird.
Yeah.
Mock.
Yeah.
So we were thinking of mock, you know, mocking headlines. Mock headlines. Mock headlines.
These.
Mocking headlines. So.
All right.
I was thinking about that. And then I was doing, what was the limerick. How about that?
Yeah, Steve and I were kicking around like a limerick ass leak kind of thing. Limerick.
Okay.
It's time to rhyme. Right.
Read a limerick. Limerick.
What was the tune I attached to limerick?
Oh, it's pretty good.
Limerick.
Oh, you did the salary.
Limerick. So we're looking for that. And if you can come up with a theme for limericks and mock headlines, and then we'll pick out one and we'll play that. I mean, just like stat of the day. We've had people who submitted stat of the day. Yes, Ton.
Couldn't we do like a whole other thing? Limerick, girl, and you're going to. I don't know. It's a thought. It's just a thought. I'm not saying we do it.
I'm into it.
Limerick time, man, it's time to rhyme, and you really don't want it anyway.
Okay. That got there.
Who can rely on Fritzy being funny? Who can rely?
Wow. It writes itself.
Yes, Paulie.
It's like we got Garfunkel and Garfunkel in the background.
Those are some strong verses. Let's on the go. Fly like that.
All right, toddler.
I'm impressed.
If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover. Exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply. Yeah, if you can record that and then send them in and go to danpatrick.com, and then we'd be more than happy to sort through them, sift through them, and see if we could come up one that we'll use on the show. Yes, Tom?
I'm not looking for a pat on the back, but don't you find that was impressive what we all just did there? We were just kind of coming up with lines on the fly. That's like how Eminem got his start. It's just like writing stuff in the notebook. That was impressive.
But you don't say it. I say it. Like, hey, boy, I'm really proud of us.
It should come from you. You're the leader of the pack.
Yeah.
But I felt like I had to interject there because Encine just started busting some lines there.
But
like,
you do want to be patted on the back.
I do like that.
Yes, I know.
Feels good. Who doesn't like to get patted on the back?
I know that. I know that. Why don't you just say, you know, hey, I want to pat myself on the back. Instead of doing the sneaky...
It's a passive-aggressive way of reminding you that, you know, it's nice to hear positive things instead of, can I talk to you for a minute? Because you know you're not getting a lollipop and a balloon when you go to the other side of the glass.
Yes, Paulie.
The whole room started laughing when they were riffing back there. That's the good job. That's the good job. When you hear the laughter of a whole room, that's the good job.
Like, there's nothing like... Well, you don't know this. When the audience reacts and they're like, they're very appreciative and they're laughing. Right?
Yeah, you don't get to actually hear that, but on social media, what is nice, and I think I could speak for the group, when they say, I'm in my cubicle and the boss is looking at me weird because I'm hysterical laughing and I knocked my coffee over because of something that someone just said, that's very cool.
Yeah.
That's an awesome thing, I think.
How about we read the negative things they say about Jones?
Man, I'd rather not get it.
Oh, boy.
I'd rather drive into oncoming traffic than listen to Fritzy sing.
All right.
He's not funny. Shut his mic off.
No, you are funny.
I get some of those, though. No, I can't listen to him in his slurred speech anymore. Turning on something else. Forget it.
Why does the guy sound like
that's
that?
That's the voice. That's the voice.
Yeah.
Anytime somebody says something negative, it's like, hey, Fritz, you're not a joke boy.
Is it the Sweet 16 starting? What are you guys talking about, Carly Simon? I'm going to talk Sweet 16 and spring training a little bit.
Sorry, I thought this was a sports show.
No, I know. I know. Well, if you thought that, you thought wrong. What are the other poll questions we have there, Steve?
Well, I'm going to change the one that I just gave you and take Aaron Rodgers off of it and just leave it to the AFC.
Okay.
That may make it
Ooh, AFC. Nice.
We've been kicking around some version of who's going to win that trade, the Chiefs or the Dolphins, or who has a better season next year, Patrick Mahomes, Tyreek Hill. Some type of...
How about who has the most pressure on them? Which quarterback has the most pressure? I guess I'd put Rodgers there. He's making $50 million a year, but he lost Devontae Adams. Derek Carr got Devontae Adams. Tua has to be on that list.
Tua's a good one.
I guess you put Russell Wilson on there. You got to just make him better. I don't know how much pressure is on Matt Ryan.
There's big expectations for him. Yeah. I mean, this is seen as a huge upgrade for him and finally the piece they were missing. Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's
Yeah, Paulie.
How about Matthew Stafford no longer being involved in this type of question? Yeah. Not even broached.
That's Hall of Famer Matthew Stafford.
Yeah, it is now. It is now. All right, we'll take a break. Chris Sims will join us on loan from Pro Football Talk, get his thoughts on who is facing the most pressure coming up. And this feels like one of those, all right, Tua. Like they're doing their best to surround Tua with all the weapons possible. So they're going to find out if he is a franchise quarterback. All right. Let's see. Anything else that needs to be mentioned? I mentioned Juwan Howard, Michigan head coach, and Dave Roberts, the Dodgers manager. Paulie wants to make a case that the Chiefs made out better yesterday than a lot of people think. And I agree. I think the Chiefs did the right thing yesterday. It's tough to lose Tyreek Hill, but with that kind of money, yes, Eden.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Oh, okay.
But we just got we're getting lots of suggestions already for songs.
For songs?
Yeah, okay. A little Twisted Sister. I want a mock!
Okay. I like it. I see, the thing is these guys our songs are going to be better than the actual limericks or mock headlines. That's part of the problem.
That's very true.
Yes, thank you, Ty. All right, we'll take a break. Back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. Got Link Soul on today. I got Link Soul on all the time. Plus, Link Soul has these pants. Paulie, years ago, said, we need to come up with a pair of pants. They're called the Weekender. And you can wear them Friday till Sunday. Well, I've been wearing mine from Monday to Thursday.
It could be the weekday pants.
Yes.
What's important about these pants are that you could lay around and take a nap in them, and they're kind of like wrinkle-free.
Yeah.
So if your wife goes, oh, we're supposed to go to Pam and Derek's house for game night, you don't have to change.
No. You got everything that you need. Lifestyle rooted in golf, but it can be on the course, off the course, out of the ocean, in the ocean.
Derek always takes the game night too seriously.
And he's handsome.
He ruins it.
Shorts, pants, you're going to love the feel. You're going to love the vibe. And this was started by the man who started fashion on the golf tour, John Ashworth, the John Ashworth. So check it out. Link Soul, linksoul.com, and let me know what you think. Some great clothes there, and also The winner of our bracket challenge gets a $500 gift certificate from LinkSoul. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Intelligence runs in the family. Innovation runs in the family. Extraordinary runs in the family. 2022 Mercedes-Benz range of SUVs. Every member waiting to impress. Learn more at MBUSA.com. Our stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Did you guys know what the Memphis Grizzlies record is without Ja Morant this year? The Grizzlies survived 43 from Kyrie last night, 35 from Kevin Durant, beat the Nets, And Ja Morant wasn't in the lineup. They're 15-2 without Ja Morant in the lineup. That doesn't seem possible. Is that a great thing? Boy, that team, they can pick it up when he's not in there, or it feels like it might be a slight that they're 15-2 without him. Yes, Eden.
I don't know about for the Grizzlies, but that sure doesn't seem like a great thing for the Nets.
Well, the Nets got their good news because New York City, the COVID-19 vaccine mandate for athletes is going to be lifted today. I don't know how you're going to celebrate, but Kyrie didn't want to hear anything about this. Here's Kyrie after the loss being asked about that mandate.
Not ask me any questions about hypotheticals, about what's going to happen. Please do not. Until anything gets official, please not ask me any questions about that, y'all.
Okay, I understand that. He's saying let's wait until it's official, but you got Kyrie in Memphis, and you guys ended up losing. But now Kyrie gets to play, and he is well-rested. Like, he's not even coming off an injury, because normally you'll get, like, Kawhi Leonard has been injured. And now, you know, Kyrie's been playing, you know, 50% of the minutes there. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DP Show. Sweet 16 tonight, Arkansas Gonzaga, Michigan Villanova, Texas Tech Duke, Houston in Arizona. I saw where Matt Corral had his pro day, and of course he had a great pro day. Who, you know, I'm waiting for Sam Howell to have his pro day, and people are going to be gushing over him, but, you know, Matt Corral, man, he showed some scrambling ability. Who scrambles during your pro day? Like, were there ball boys chasing him? Was there an actual lion on the field chasing him? But we're making a big man. Matt Corral showed some mobility there. Do these guys watch these guys during the year? I know Chris Sims does. Pro Football Talk Live co-host. Good to have you on, Chris. Let's start with your immediate reaction when you heard the Chiefs let Tyreek Hill go to the Dolphins.
Well, shocked. I think shocked and sad. All right. I think a little bit of both. I mean, shocked because it was just like, wow, it all happened so fast. Wait, there's rumors that he might be traded. They allowed him to seek a trade. Wait, all of a sudden it's down to the Dolphins and Jets in no time. And then boom, it happened. So that was the shocking part. Sad because, hey, this is one of the greatest combinations in the history of football and unique at that. I mean, again, it's a young quarterback in Mahomes who took the league by storm with Tyreek Hill, who's, you know, one of the fastest people we've ever seen in an offense and a plan of attack that was new that we had never seen to football. Hey, just, you know, run 70 yards that way, run 50 yards that way, run 40 yards that way, stop and then run 40 yards the other way. We never saw anything like that. So that's where I'm sad because, yeah, I think it will go down as one of the more fun, you know, greatest duos or combinations we've ever seen in the NFL.
Okay. Can you make a case for the Chiefs in this situation?
I can make a case for the Chiefs. You know, the Chiefs, first off, very well-run organization. You look at their football team, they're not big into giving second contracts to guys who are at 30 or getting above. Travis Kelce is about the only guy you can think of there. How many guys can you pay towards the top of the market on your football team? You know, again, last week, everybody's mad at Aaron Rodgers because he took all the money. But then with Kansas City, it's like, well, hey, they got Mahomes. They're paying top market dollar. Chris Jones is being paid top market dollar. Kelce's being paid top market dollar. Orlando Brown, who they traded for last year, he's a franchise left tackle. They're going to have to pay him top market dollar. So this is one I think they looked at. Age 28. All right. You're getting close to 30, maybe dropped a little speed this past year. We can't pay you $28 million a year. We got to move on and do something better for the team. And I don't fault them for that with the amount of money he was asking for.
Give me the quarterback under the most pressure this upcoming season.
Out of those two, you mean Mahomes and Tua?
No, you can throw everybody into the pool here. You can throw Rodgers in there, Russell Wilson. You can throw Derek Carr in there.
Sure. Yeah, it's interesting. You know, I look at first off with like, you know, Mahomes, I know everybody looks at it. I think first off, Tyreek Hill is a better receiver than Devontae Adams. I do. So, but I also look at that and go, I don't know. It doesn't change
what makes him better than Devontae Adams?
you know, the fact that he can basically score from any part of the field, okay. You know, whether it's a reverse, a toss sweep, a slant route, you know, oh, there's, you know, 20 seconds left in the game. We're going to throw you a 20-yard in cut. And then can you run by the rest of the team in Buffalo for the other 70 yards? Like, that's special. There's okay. very few people that can do that. So that I am one that's maybe different, that error on that kind of guy, the Deebo Samuels, the Jamar Chases of the world over the Devontae Adams. Devontae Adams, awesome. Don't get me wrong. But I look at with Kansas City too and go, it hurts them, but I don't go, oh, well, they're no longer, you know, a legit Super Bowl contender. I don't think that. Green Bay without Devontae Adams, I do have that thought a little bit because they were so centric around just the Rodgers Devontae Adams connection. But you know, pressure, that's a really good question. First off, Tua has pressure on him now, for sure. You got no excuses. The O-line's good. You got the weapons. You got the offensive coordinator. They're going all in on you. There's nothing we can say here that you don't really have to be successful. He's one guy I look at to be up there in that category. I do think Rodgers is up there in that category. Yeah, I think those are probably the guys that jump off to me more than others right now.
Okay. Assess Tua. He's going into his third year here.
Yeah.
It still feels like they're not sure what they have.
Right. You know, I think this is a double down move to go, wait, we're going to make it work. Or, you know, or we've given you everything to try to make it work and it didn't look that good this year. Maybe you're not the guy. I think that's kind of like brings it all to a pinnacle here to go, all right, he's either the guy or he's going to prove himself that he's not the guy with this type of weaponry. Not a huge arm. You know that. We know that. Everybody knows that, right? But still, you know, good athlete, has good feel for the game. You know, he is good in the pocket. He's got some different deliveries. You know, coming out of Alabama, everybody was like, hey, he's like a point guard, right? I would agree with that. You know, he makes a lot of great passes. He doesn't make a lot of great throws. You know, throws are what I look at, 20-yard out route, you know, in the hole down the sideline, 30-yard gain. That's not what he is. But I think with Mike McDaniel, the offense, they're going to run there, right? It's going to be the Shanahan zone scheme. Oh, wait, it's Waddle going this way. Oh, they faked it to him. Oh, no, they're throwing to Tyreek Hill in the slant round, the second level, like we see Deebo Samuel. He's got two Deebo Samuels in his offense basically now. So he's got that. And then I think Tua, with the movement, the bootlegs, pretty quick release, good short ball thrower, that's where it fits him. And I think that's the formula they're going to try to replicate down there.
See, I think Waddle is really the key to this because
I hear you.
You know, I got a rookie contract. I got a guy you can have him right on every down catching balls. Tyreek Hill is more of, hey, we need a big play, where Waddle is the guy who's going to have 100 grabs, it feels like.
Yes, I would agree. Waddle is unique and, you know, really, really fast, you know, maybe just a little, you know, not as fast as Tyreek, but it's real fast. But he's also a very good underneath route runner, too. You know, he can do that Julian Edelman, Wes Welker type of stuff as well. That's where it is unique. And, you know, again, there's two guys that put tremendous stress on a defense because of their ability to make big plays from anywhere. Throw a screen to them, these guys can go 70 yards down the sideline. You couple that, Dan, with the offense itself, Gesicki at tight end. Oh, my gosh. And then, hey, they're making some nice moves at running back with Chase Edmonds and Mostert and company. I look at it and go, man, Miami, we know the defense was good, and now the offense is rounded into the shape here. That's one of the more talented rosters in the NFL.
I know that I always respect your opinions when it comes to quarterbacks going into the draft. And I'm prefacing that because I saw where the number one quarterback, according to Chris Sims of Pro Football Talk, is Matt Corral.
Right.
Ole Miss quarterback, Matt Corral.
Right.
All right. The floor is yours.
Okay. You know, again, this is a guy that's got I knew he was talented. I turned it on. I guess I was a little bit more blown away by his talent than I thought. You know, first thing, I'll just hit you with this banner statement. He has three things that he does at an elite level to me that like the NFL is going to look at and go, damn, that's special. First off, his arm is extremely strong. I mean, it's like crazy strong to where you go, man, did he really throw that ball 25 yards out route and it was like five feet off the ground the whole way there? Like you had to almost rewind it to go, wait, did that really do that the whole way there? So big time arm, quickest release in the draft, quickest release I've seen in any draft since I've gotten into this side of the business, Dan. That I would say that. And then as an athlete, quickness in his feet is elite and as good as anybody I've ever seen. His ability to pop around the pocket, you know, get his feet situated and make a throw is phenomenal. Oh, fake a little RPO, boom, hit the feet, get the ball out of his hands. It's as quick as anybody I've ever seen. It's up there with the Rodgers and Mahomes and being able to flick it and do all of that. So I really like him. I do. I think he's a good athlete. He throws the ball on the run. Play action pass is the thing in the NFL right now. He thrives on that. He hasn't put it all together yet, but it's all going in the right direction. I think you couple that with the skills I see in the field, I go, yeah, he's the first quarterback for me.
Okay. Is he a top 10 pick?
I, you know, again, I'm different here, but I sit here and you know what I want to say, Dan? I mean, if Tua's the number five pick, then yes, Matt Corral is a top 10, top, you know, pick that way. But, you know, again, the off the field stuff goes into that. You know, you hear rumors he was a little bit of a wild college kid. Okay, whoopity doo. I don't care about all that crap. I'm just going about what I see on the field here. But I do think his talent warrants that. Now, you know, is he polished and ready to go this second? No, you'd have to, you know, use him in special ways and slowly bring him along.
But I don't think anybody is polished. You know, Willis isn't. No. Pickett isn't.
Pickett's a little more than the rest. He's the safest bet, I would say. Like, you know, he's the closest to a what you would want to say like the Mac Jones last year. He's been in a pro-style offense. You get to see a lot of that. He can really play the position well, Dan. Everything is good. There's nothing he does great to me. His great is just that he really knows how to play the position and has a lot of experience. He can make all the throws. He's a good athlete. He's got good size. I don't watch Kenny Pickett ever and go, wow, oh, wow, he does that. Oh, my gosh, I love that. I don't ever say that. With Corral and Willis, I do say that. And I would say, yes, I think Corral and Willis, their ceiling is higher than somebody like Kenny Pickett.
All right. I have great respect for your opinions there.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. Even though, you know, you guys think Jim Harbaugh could beat me up. Other than that, you guys are cool with me.
You think you could beat up Harbaugh?
Yeah, I do. Yes, I do. Of course, I wouldn't say it if I didn't think it. I mean, yes. Right.
How about, you know, like Jake Paul is always trying to get guys to fight on his card there.
Yeah.
Sims?
I don't know about that. Jake Paul can box. He's going to take me down.
No. You'd be on the card, the undercard.
Oh, yeah. Hey, money's right. Let's get it going. I'm ready for it. I mean, it seems like Jake Paul's doing all this stuff, and these guys are getting paid. I'm down for that. Okay, let's do it.
But you think then I could get your dad to fight Harbaugh's dad?
Well, that's one where I got a lot of respect for Mr. Harbaugh there, but he might be a little too old for Big Phil at this point.
Yeah, so you would take Harbaugh. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Don't start that again. I'm just having fun. All right.
Are you?
No, I'm kind of not. No, I'm not. Just reminding you guys what side you took if that ever happened.
I would take Harbaugh.
I know you would.
I'm afraid of Harbaugh.
I was supposed to sign, you know, fill out the NCAA bracket, right, for you guys in the show. And I meant to in all, I really did. I got a little busy last week. I had to travel. No joke. I honestly thought about, you know, they think Harbaugh can take me. Screw their bracket. I'm not doing it.
Oh, okay.
I felt good. That's how I justified it in my brain.
We didn't lose. I mean, okay. Adam Sandler wasn't too busy. Will Ferrell wasn't too busy.
Because they're sitting on piles of $100 million.
Elon
they don't get to work anymore.
Elon Musk wasn't too busy.
Another guy. He's busy tweeting all day. I want my new Tesla. It's taking forever. It's a year and a half. Stop tweeting, Elon Musk. Get to work and get me my damn car, okay?
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Dan.
That's Chris Sims, Pro Football Talk Live co-host. He loves Matt Corral. My number one quarterback in this year's draft, insane athlete, nobody with quicker feet, as quick a release as I have seen in a few years. Arm strength is phenomenal. I wish he had actually let it go a little more. He just has to put it all together. That's a tweet from Chris Sims. Sims has a good history of assessing these quarterbacks. But I don't like when you give me those opinions from a pro day. I want to have a scout's opinion, and my source, who's a scout, I always say, you know, what are you basing this on? And he says, I'm not interested in pro day. I'm interested in game day. Like, what do you do during a game? That's why when people go, Teddy Bridgewater had a bad pro day. I said, did you watch him play? Like, he's pretty good in games. Lamar Jackson, I don't know. Did you watch him play? We'll take a break. Play of the day is up next, and I ask, and we'll see if you delivered. We have to come up with some music, maybe a theme song for Todd's Limericks, and also mock headlines. We'll have that for you coming up right after our play of the day. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, and you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
The Blaze Gold Play of the Day.
Runner left, I got it!
Check this out.
Poole has to save it from going backcourt. Now drives around. Butler takes the three off the dribble. Banked it home. The Bank of Miami was open, and Poole made a deposit. Timeout, Miami.
Jordan Poole, long-range three-pointer. He had three threes during the Warriors' run, two of them off the glass. They went on a 19-0 run, and they got the win, 95.7 The Game, the Warriors Radio Network. That's your Play of the Day. Play of the Day is brought to you by HBO Max. Stream groundbreaking dramas like HBO Original Winning Time, The Rise of the Lakers Dynasty. Plus, don't miss the return of Max Original Series, The Flight Attendant. Discover all of this and more. HBO Max for just $9.99 a month. In that game, Jimmy Butler, Eric Spoelstra, Udonis Haslem had a little get-together. And Spoelstra, of course, is the head coach. And he and Jimmy Butler had some words there. And then Udonis Haslem comes in and is protecting his coach. I wouldn't fight Udonis Haslem for anybody's paycheck. Like, that's where... And Udonis is basically saying to Jimmy Butler, hey, shut up or I'm going to kick your butt. Yeah, Paulie.
And if they had the camera there and you could pick up enough audio, and Spoelstra is face-to-face with Butler because of the way they're set up in the huddle, he goes, what do you want to do? You want to fight me over this?
I know.
Like, he's like almost incredulous.
Here is the question and answer from the Miami head coach on what happened.
What happened in the huddle?
Everybody was wondering where the dinner plans were tonight after the game. It's pretty clear. Like, we have a very competitive, gnarly group, and we're getting our asses kicked, and it's two straight games. We were not playing to the level that we wanted to play, and I would say virtually every single person in that huddle was pretty animated about our disappointment and how we were playing.
He tried to go for the joke. Seton's the only one who laughed. Because it was one of those where you go, yeah, we were discussing dinner plans.
Yeah.
Yeah. It
sounded, come on, coach.
The audience sounded like Fritzy at Caroline's performance.
See, that's
there.
Not necessary.
Well, no, but I'm just giving people an
all
idea.
Right, so it gives them, they could kind of picture it.
Right. So, of dinner plans were.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ask me the question and then we'll... I'll be Eric Spoelstra.
What happened in the huddle there in the fourth quarter last night, Coach?
We were just discussing dinner plans.
Come on, Coach. That's not too much. Dude, too much.
Wow. Like, you're watching and you go, wait, they're on the same team. That's the coach. Yes, Todd.
But what are you supposed to do in that situation?
Oh, okay.
You got to make
thank
a joke
you
about it.
Thank you.
Let's make a joke about it.
Thank you, Todd. Jimmy in Virginia. Hi, Jimmy. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, Dan. Hope everybody's well.
Yes, I think.
Good. I was thinking for Fritzy's mock headlines. It's not a song, but you could use it with a song. There's got to be around 100 sound clips of Captain Kirk ordering the Enterprise to some sort of mock speed, like, bring us up to mock speed.
Mm.
It would be funny, but then I realized you're not a Star Trek fan.
No, no. I'm aware of Star Trek. I just never watched Star Trek. Yes, Paul.
Well, you could rhyme this with almost any song with rock in the title, like Rock the Casbah by The Clash.
Mock the Casbah. Fritzy doesn't like it. Neither does America.
Okay.
Mock the Casbah.
Headline sucker.
Wow.
Sitting on the mock of the bay, wasting time.
Yes, we are.
Wasting time.
Tyler in South Dakota. Hi, Tyler. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. Seton took my Twisted Sister mock headline song that I was going to sing for you.
Yeah.
Try to come up with a new one on the fly.
Well, you can do Twisted Sister if you want to.
I'll bust that out.
Okay.
For the brand.
All right, here we go. It's Tyler in South Dakota.
I want a mock! I want to mock! I want a mock!
All right. Thank you, Tyler.
Is that Dee Snider that just called in?
I think it is. Might be. Ryan in South Dakota. Hey, Ryan, what's on your mind today?
Hey, DP. So last week I watched the show, and Fritzy had a little stutter. And so I came up with a limerick to show homage to you and Fritzy.
Okay.
So
all right. Here we go.
Like this.
Okay.
Our boy Fritzy sounded like Lou. Perhaps it was leftover Mountain Dew. Your nose you must blow, cut it in half, and take it slow. By Jesus Christ, he put his pants on same way we do.
Nice.
Thank you, Ryan.
Well done.
Lou Holtz impersonation there. Tony in Cincinnati. Hi, Tony.
Hey, Dan. How you doing?
Good, sir. What's on your mind?
Call.
Yep.
I had a funny little idea for the song. It's been in my head since I started laughing out loud, singing in the car on the way to work. I gotta go with Limerick, 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 Limerick. Limerick, Limerick, Limerick.
I like it.
Limerick.
Little Amadeus. Amadeus, Amadeus. Is that Falco, Paulie? Is that right? Yes, Todd.
And then you could tag it with Mock Me Amadeus. You could put them both together.
You can. This is right in your wheelhouse. What about Kiss?
I want to mock and roll all night. Paulie had to go in. Dun, 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 dun. It's still mock and roll to me. Get a little Billy Joel in.
Yeah, Bill Joel.
At the end.
I think we got to move off of just only changing rock to mock.
Okay.
I think if we're going to do it, it's got to be better than that at this point.
All right.
Oh, like Fall Out Boy. Mock it and pull it. Mock it and pull it.
That's pretty good, though.
Fallout Boy. How is that in your mind?
Get a little fob in there. Why not?
Todd's going down, down.
But I gave you Mockingbird with Carly Simon.
We have to actually get into the recording studio and do that.
Okay. All right. I think we should just throw it together. Well, I'm waiting for the audience. The audience will let them come up with it. You got a day to produce it up. And then... every time we do a limerick or mock headlines, then we'll play that song. Andrew in Washington. Hi, Andrew. What's on your mind today?
Oh, good morning, Dan. It's always great to be listening to the show on hold and come up with some ideas. So I don't have any possible mock headline songs that deal with rock, but I thought maybe Devo's Mock It Good, Mock It Real Good. Okay. Also, Eminem's Will the Best Mock Headline Please Stand Up? Please stand up. So just two off the top of my mind. Maybe somebody can go into studio and do those. But you were talking AFC quarterbacks earlier and their path to the Super Bowl. And I do have a stat of the day dealing with AFC quarterbacks.
All right. Hit the music there, Mark.
This year's NFL quarterback carousel has resulted in 13 out of 16 starting QBs in the AFC being former first-round draft picks. Six of those 13, Matt Ryan, Mitchell Trubisky, Joe Burrow, Tua Tagovailoa, Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, being former top five picks.
Thank you, Andrew. Tim in Florida joins us on the program. Hi, Tim.
Got a possible mock headline song for you and a possible t-shirt idea.
All right.
When you referenced Fritzy's debut at Caroline's, it could be a t-shirt. Love you, Fritzy, but it could be a t-shirt with like cricket wickets, and it's crickets at Caroline's. Possible t-shirt there. And then mock headline song, CeeLo's Green, his old song. Instead of F, you would be Mock You.
Thank you, Tim. Juwan Howard, Michigan head coach, will join us. Dave Roberts, Dodgers manager. And more phone calls coming up. 1 hour in the books. Two more to go. Dan Patrick Show. One more item. We close out hour one. Land O'Lakes, Florida is where you will find the Do Good Village. Tunnel to Towers Foundation broke ground on it. And it's the first of its kind. It's a community of 110 homes for the foundation's program recipients. Families can live there and heal together. It's a special place because the families know that their neighbors understand and care. A community where the children of our nation's fallen or catastrophically injured heroes can grow and experience life and do that together. The foundation's Do Good Village is going to help those families beyond measure. But it's all thanks to an extraordinary donation of many acres of land and also your generosity. You play a role. Help America's greatest heroes and their families heal together. Make the Do Good Village the first of many communities like it. With every mortgage-free home, the foundation makes good on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices our heroes have made. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. Letter T, number 2, letter T.org. Thank you.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
What makes a Mercedes-Benz EV different? Electric is what gets you there, but Mercedes is what moves you. Like no other automaker can. The vehicle, all electric. The feeling, all Mercedes. The choice is all yours. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQ.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.